In its last committee before it's scheduled to hit the House floor, lawmakers filed an amendment making some changes to the chamber's elections reform proposal. Representative Rob Shank, a Republican of Spring Hill who sponsored the bill, offered the change. He says the goal with the bill is to create more transparency in the state's election system through changes in campaign contribution limits and reporting deadlines.
First of all, it eliminates CCEs. It moves campaign contribution limits from $500, which it currently is now, to $5,000 for statewide office or Florida Supreme Court justices, and $3,000 for every other office.
That's a change of about $5,000 from Shank's initial proposal. Originally, the House's campaign finance bill had proposed a $10,000 limit on contributions, a number that drew concerns from some House Democrats as well as members of the Senate leadership. And even with the new proposed cap, Representative Dwayne Taylor, a Democrat from Daytona Beach, says he worries about what such well-funded war chests could mean for the little guy.
What I'm fearful of, Mr. Chair, is that elections will now be bought by big businesses and corporations and organizations who have the ability to write those maximum contributions. And so if you've got a corporation that's out there that has 50 other corporations, now you're able to pour in a whole lot of money.
The Shank Amendment also reduces the amount of money a candidate would be allowed to roll over for their next campaign. The original bill had allowed up to $100,000. The change would allow a candidate to roll over up to $50,000. In addition, the bill would allow unlimited contributions to political committees and would require people running for a political party's executive committee to follow the same campaign finance rules as candidates for elected office. Representative Daryl Roussan, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, proposed three amendments to Shank's amendment, including one that would keep campaign contributions at the current $500 limit and another that would block the $50,000 carryover.
The import of it is to reduce incumbent protectionism so that if a citizen feels like they want to exercise their constitutional right to be a part of the process, they don't feel further behind in the race because they're going up against an incumbent that has rolled over money from a previous campaign.
Representative Shank says he disagrees, saying he thinks letting lawmakers roll their funds over means there will be less fundraising. But Representative Mike Fasano, a Republican from Newport Richey, says he doubts that's true.
If anyone thinks that being able to carry over $50,000 will stop the amount of fundraisers that we see right before session begins, they haven't been in Tallahassee very long. And it's all about fundraising, unfortunately, whether you roll over $50,000 or not. That's going to continue to happen. And let's not contribute to the process allowing more money to play into the political role here.
Nonetheless, all of Roussan's proposed amendments failed. Shank's amendment passed. Meanwhile, the League of Women Voters says while this bill does make some improvements compared to current law, they share concerns about the $5,000 contribution limit as well as the rollover provision. The measure passed out of the committee and is now heading to the House floor. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.